This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Yes, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. Thank you so much for joining me. I go by the name of King Bash, about the winter stock himself. It's a Friday, and the excitement is high for the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. So today we're joined by our very own motoring journalist, Prashio Naidu, who's been handed the keys to the Suzuki Grand Vitara HEV, courtesy of Suzuki South Africa. He will be test driving this efficient and stylish budget-friendly SUV for the next few months, and will be checking in regular to hear his thoughts. Plus, Prashoban will share an essential motoring tip and line up the ultimate hot jam to kickstart your weekend with a bang. Right, I have him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashoban. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. A warm Merry Christmas to you and the listeners. I'm fantastic, in yourself.
No, I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking your time, you know, keeping it real. I know it's not a holiday. It's a working day today, but, you know, you could be doing other things, but you decided, you know what, let me come through and share with us the motoring experience. Thank you so much for that, Prashoban.
Well, anytime, King Bash, anytime. Always a blessing to be chatting to you on this fantastic Friday. And, yes, let's get into it.
All right, so, I mean, Prashoban, as Christmas has come and gone, what did you get up to with this stunning steed?
Sure, King Bash, lots of things with the Grand Vitara. Definitely took it on some grocery shopping with the family, a little journeys here and there. But you know what? I'm still waiting to take it on a long trip, which I'll do next week to Durban. But for now, just grocery shopping, present shopping, and yeah, it was fantastic. Mm. It is powered by a 1.5-litre naturally aspirated motor, so it's efficient, it's reliable, and it is the hybrid model. So I was achieving 7.2 liters per 100 kilometers, and I quite enjoyed it. It came back smooth, efficient, and just had that niceness to it. But I did feel a little bit underpowered, but all in all, I thought it was lovely. I really thought it was lovely this week.
So speaking of smooth, what were some creatures of comfort that, you know, came with it? Also, what's Suzuki's end game with their vision for the brand?
So, yeah, creatures of comfort in this car, well, they, for first of all, Suzuki's endgame with their cars, obviously, they're not going for that luxurious, let's say, like Mazda, for example. They're actually more budget-friendly vehicles. That's their whole model for it. So there's nothing really to it. But what I had with my Vitara, it was a lovely, tough-spec model, and I liked it. It had, you know, your 360-degree camera, your wireless charging, and that hybrid system also was nice. It kicked in here and there just to save you that extra, you know, fuel. I liked it, and everything inside, the material used inside, I liked it. Plush leather seats, a nice display, head-up display, and really, that's all you need. Simplicity at its best is how I would sum it up in the Vitara. And I mean, I still got it. I had it for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it's quite a cute, well, not cute, it's quite a lovely car to just move around with. It's not fancy, it's not flashy, it's just everything that one would need.
Most definitely. And would you say, you know, the Vitara is the pickup or the pick of the bunch when talking rivals?
I think I would take it. Hey, I would take it over the rivals that it faces off is the Corolla Cross Hybrid and the Toyota Urban Cruiser, which is essentially the same as this, and then the Hyundai Creta. I think I like this more because it looks more appealing to me. It looks on point, and it has that flair to it. And I've driven the Corolla Cross Hybrid. I was a bit, you know, I'm not a big fan of the CVT. This, however, doesn't have a CVT gearbox. It's a smooth cruising, 6-speed automatic. And yeah, obviously the underpower, you know, it's not really that punchy because it's naturally aspirated, but it feels good. It moves good. And that's really all you need. You can't be wowed. Yeah. You know,
so let's speak a bit about that, because I mean, you mentioned that, you know what, it's not flashy, you know, the inside, but you spoke about the interior a bit to say, you know what, the leather, everything inside is so lovely. But let's speak about the overall looks, you know, share your thoughts on those.
I thought it was nice. I thought it had a nice, charming appeal to it. It's very bold. When you look at the front end grille, it's bold, it catches out, LED lights, sleek fine lines as well. I prefer this over the Fronks. and it just has a bit more of a substantial feel to it and a few niceties. I always had these lovely, I don't know what type of wheels you call them, diamond cuts or whatever you call it, but yes, it looked quite nice. And it came in Santa red, it was in this, it obviously came in red festive wheels, mm-hmm, and a sunroof as well to drop the top. So it looked, visually it just looks like the bee's knees. And I think, yeah, I would definitely take it over, let's say, the Franc. So it's just, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Uh-huh. Yeah, not flashy, but nice.
But nice. All right, all right. I mean, you've had this car for what, 2 weeks, you said, Prashovin?
Yes, 2 weeks. And for the next couple of months, we'll go back next year in March. So, yeah, I've gotten quite acquainted. I'm getting quite acquainted with it. And I like her. Eh? She's a very lovely car. Oh, very lovely car.
So it's a she. So since we are there, yes, Prashovin, do you have a name for it? And also, what's the price tag on the car?
All right. So let's not expose any truth here. I've decided to call her Susie.
Oh,
you know why?
Wow, Suzuki Susie. Not any-
So Susie is the name for her. And I think the price tag, it starts around 358,000 Rand. But for the hybrid model, it's about 500 grand. I've checked out the price tag. So it is, yeah, it is pricey, I'll be honest with you. Mm. But for now, I'm going to take it on a long trip next week. And I'm going to just see how really capable it is. But for now, the thing that kind of is the doesn't do it for me is just the underpoweredness and just that, you know, that's the only thing that does it for me. But for now, really, Susie's a good cruiser. She's a very lovely vehicle.
Oh, amazing stuff. Thank you so much for that, Prashovin. Let's wrap it up with a quick motoring tip for our listeners. And of course, hit us with this week's hot gem of the week.
All right, sure. So my motoring tip is always keep a portable jump starter in your car. It can save you from being stranded, especially during those unexpected holiday adventures. And as for the hot jam, if you got your heart broken recently, this song is for you. And if you didn't, it's still for you too. Let's end off with Last Christmas by George Michael, or Wham.
All right. Talk about heartbreaks. Thank you so much for that, Prashovin. Have yourself, yes, a fantastic weekend ahead, yeah?
Have a merry one. Have a blessed one, King Bash, and a happy new year to you listeners. And yeah, have a blessed one. Peace.
Whoa, I just realized that actually our next conversation will be in 2025.
I know, eh? That's exciting, eh?
Wow.
Very exciting.
Wow, wow. No, do have a great one. I'll see you on the other side.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.